Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a good Gabenchia Shna Tova Mituka. We should see the sweetness in life. We should taste the sweetness. We should all get a good decree, good gazewa from Hashem. This Yom Kippur should be an incredible, uplifting Yom Kippur for everybody. And we should get the decree, the gazewa we want from Hashem. Hashem should fill all our bakashas with positive response to get fine. I'm going to start off first with a story before I tell you the Vortlach on Yom Kippur. I'm not leaving the Yidden who are sick, their names, because I leave that every Shabbos. I'll leave again this Wednesday, Thursday, for every Shabbos. By Katzenstein, it was Shiva, Yeshiva Gedola, five towns. He said in his Tshuva Josh, a beautiful story. He said there was a hunger in Eretz Yisrael one year, maybe in 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, that I didn't say which year. And one of the Rebbe in a class, of younger kids, maybe they're third graders, second graders, but or fourth, but the Rebbe bought in donuts for all the kids, you know, because, you know, he realized the kids were hungry and he managed to have money for donuts, so he bought them donuts. So every kid ate the donut, you know, happily. And one kid said, I'm going to save this donut for my father, because my father works hard. He gets me the food we have, whatever food we have, because, again, there was a hunger in Eretz Yisrael. It was, you know, you didn't have much food. And the kid said, you know, my father works hard for me, and I get whatever food I get is from my father, so I'm going to save him the donut. But the kid who had the donut, who saved it for his father, kept smelling the other kids eating the other kids were eating their donuts, and he smelled the smell of the donut of the other kids. So the kid then took one bite out of the donut, and he quickly put it away. He goes, no, I can't do this more for my father. Later on in the day, the kid got, hungry, but he remembered at the donut. He took another bite out of the donut. Then later that night when he came home, he went to his father with his head down. He was embarrassed. But he told his father, I have a little present. He told him how the Rebbe gave out donuts, and I saved my donut to you. And he gave it to his father. And obviously the father saw there were two bites taken out of it. And the kid was embarrassed. And the father said, no, I'm so proud of you. I'm so touched by you that you didn't eat the whole donut, that you want to save part of it for me. I am so touched how you held yourself back and gave me part of the donut. Even so, you had a big desire for it. So at Katzenstein, that's the same for us, the Jewish people. Yes, we might do aveiros, we might do sins, we might do chataim. But when we hold ourselves back on an aveira, on a sin, that's like the top part of the donut that was not bitten. That gives nachas to Hashem. And why Katzenstein was just saying that when you can hold your back from doing an aveira, when you hold yourself back and not do a sin, if you can do it, as much as yourself, don't sin. And when you hold yourself back and you bring that donut to Hashem, even so, yes, it is partly bitten because you might have done an aveira already, but you held yourself back on other times and did not do aveiras then, Hashem is so proud, even if he gets a half a donut. Because he's saying, yeah, I'm touched, how you love me. You tried giving me a whole donut, but you couldn't, but you still gave me part of a donut. Hashem loves when he sees children trying, at least, not to do the aveiros. And that's what we should do, learn for this. Vashana says, Mei tshuva Yom Kippur, and of course, Elul. So, it says, Ki v'yom hazeh yichapi aleichem, l'chapi mekol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. So, I think, believe it's safe, called Likutei Bati Likutei said this. You know, on this day, we'll get full kapah, we'll get full atonement for the sinning, for the aveiros. But then the pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem titaru. But what does that mean at the end of the pasuk? So, Likutei Bati Likutei said, before they said, yes, Yom Kippur gives you atonement, gives you forgiveness, gives you slicha mechila kapah for the aveiros you did, and the chatayim. But Lifnei Hashem titaru. But you still have to try. You still have to purify yourself in front of Hashem. You still have to do tshuva. You still have to repent in front of Hashem to get that full kapal from Yom Kippur. That's why it's Lifnei Hashem Titaru. A sefer called Beis Aaron, it's Rav Horowitz Zatzal. He lived in the Lower East Side with Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. He was the same time. So Rav Horowitz brought down the Ramad. There's a minhag to dress all white, to look like malachim, to look like angels. So Rav Horowitz said, what's the explanation? Because Rav Horowitz said, a malach, an angel, there's no hatred or jealousy among angels, among malachim. So Rav Horowitz said, that's why we dress white. That's why we tell Hashem, we're like malachim. On Yom Kippur, we're like malachim. We have no jealousy and no hatred of each other. We love every Jew, and we're not jealous of any Jew. That's why we dress as malachim, to show Hashem that we got rid of all our sin and kinna. We love every Jew and we're not jealous of any Jew. The Rav Avram Kaminor from Lakewood, I might mispronounce his last name, Kaminor. Yes, Rav Avram Kaminor from Lakewood. He said, you know, on Yom Kippur, you have to give a din and cheshbon. So what's a din and cheshbon? A din is what you did, with the aveira you did, the sin. But a cheshbon is the effects of your aveira. Example, you ate non-kosher. You ate a piece of non-kosher meat. So, or better yet, let's say there's a different story, different one. The din was you made fun of a friend once. That's a din. Hashem's going to punish you for making fun of a fellow Yid, a fellow Jew. But the cheshbon is what happened when you made fun of that Jew. It might be now because you made fun of him or her, they don't learn Torah anymore. They don't go to Minyan. They don't dive into Hashem. So that's the din cheshbon. The din was the aveira we did, but the cheshbon is like the what came out of it. What the sin did to, what were the outcome of the sin? How did it affect the world? How did it affect other Yidden? And that's why you get judged for din cheshbon. But it also goes for mitzvahs. Example: if you say a mitzvah, if you do a bracha, you make a bracha with tremendous kavana. So Hashem's going to give you din, going to reward that. But he's also going to give you the cheshbon, meaning by you making the bracha with tremendous kavana, you might affect other yin, you might affect other Jews, now to make their brachas with tremendous kavanas. So that's a cheshbon. Hashem's going to reward you for that. So that's what it means, din and cheshbon, Hashem's going to give you on Yom Kippur. Then, Rav Avram Shua said on Rosh Hashanah, you know, on Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Teshuva and Yom Kippur, we're all celebrating Yom Kippur. We're doing that Kedus Yitzchak. What do you mean? On Rosh Hashanah we blow the shofar. That was after the Kedus Yitzchak. You know, the ram that got stuck in the bushes. Avram Avinu bought it as a korban instead of Yitzchak. During the slichas we say during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, there's always an extra one we do for Kedus Yitzchak. And then on Yom Kippur itself, that's when the Keda happened. That's when Keda. So what's this coming to teach us? So Rav Avram Shua is coming to teach us that we have to turn our desires, our ratzon, to Hashem. We have to like give up our bodies for the sake of Hashem. And Rav Avram Shua pointed out that Rabbi Akiva was obviously one of those people who did like that. And Rabbi Akiva was shechted, were killed by, I believe, the Romans on Erev Yom Kippur. And they took iron bars, whatever, and ripped the skin off him. Because like as Marshall, as Rabbi Akiva was giving up his body to Hashem. The example is Rabbi Akiva was giving up his body to Hashem, which he did. And Rav Avraham Shua, I believe, said is that's what, why do we say the pasuk Ozeru Latzadik Ulishrei Lev Simcha on by Kol Nidre? Because if you take the last letters, that spells Rabbi Akiva. The last letters of each word, Or, Zarua, Latzadik, Lishwe is as Yud, Lishwe Lev, Vez, and Tzadik. It spells Tzadik. It spells Rabbi Akiva. And the Sefer called Or Zarua, that's where the name, that's how Or Zarua published hundreds of years ago, said, there's a machlok, is how you spell Rabbi Akiva, with an ayin or with a hay. And that's what he said from that pasuk. I think you say Rabbi Akiva spelled with the hay, his last name. But the reason we do it on Yom Kippur, because we're telling Hashem, we're like Rabbi Akiva. We're like Yitzchak Avinu and Rabbi Akiva. We're willing to give our bodily desires for you, Hashem. And that's why the whole end of Kedus Yitzchak starts from Hashana, Slichas, and Yom Kippur. I wish everyone a good Geben Shir. Hope everything is going well. Have a beautiful year.